Blog Talk Radio.
Do you wanna play? Yes, I wanna play.
Now I just read a text in. Working her muscles and she love when I flex it.
Now the day I'm teaching, here's the test and chasing the money. You'll think I'm gon' fetch it. Caesar Clan Mafia, forever we rapping. Caesar Clan Mafia, forever we rapping.
Caesar Clan Mafia, forever we rapping.
When I had the fever, my hands felt like two balloons. Now I've got that fever once again. I can't explain, no, and I understand. You just ain't this man. You just ain't this man.
Welcome everybody to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, where it all goes down. Tonight's guest, check it out, I got a great lineup. This is my lineup for the night, guys. I got Rashad on the phone lines. What's up, Rashad?
What's going on, bro?
How you doing, man?
I'm good, you know. Can't complain.
Good. That's what's up, my brother. We also got Brother DeJuan on the phone. What's up, Brother DeJuan?
Yes, sir. Peace.
Yes, sir. Peace for love, my brother. We also have my co-host on the phone lines, Willie the Ratneck. Willie, what's going on, brother?
Damn you, Caesar. Hey, Caesar, I got a question for you. That music you just played sounds about Africa.
But let's go, man. We ain't taking no questions right now. All your damn questions for later on. Let me introduce my other person on the phone, man. Let me introduce my girl with the entertainment news, Miss Shantavia. How you doing, Shantavia?
Hey, what's going on? I'm good.
Hey, what's going on? You sound like you're dead over there. Are you dead, Shantavia?
Halfway.
No, I got she got some moonshine over there. She's some moonshine. She good.
Yeah. Sounds like you had a real long day, and it sounds like you might have got a hold of Willie the Redneck's moonshine stash, because you sound really down. That'll do it to you. Hey, guys, check it out. You guys know how the show goes. Hey, guys, you already know how the show goes. I want everybody to sit back and enjoy yourself, get some water if you need to, because it's going to be a long night talking to these guys right here. We're going to find out what they got going on. We're going to find out what they're doing. We're going to find out what new projects they're working on. We're going to get into their lives a little bit so you guys will know what's going on with them. And first of all, we're going to get into another song real quick. Let me see if I can find something that you guys haven't heard before. Okay, I got something. This is by Nina Ross. Let me get it in. Let me get mine. I'm sorry. Let me get mine by Nina Ross. Check it out.
Okay. Okay. I'ma do what I do, cause I'm grinding. It wasn't up to you, it's perfect timing. I know why you hate me, cause I'm shining. I know you're gonna let me get mine in.
Nina Ross, thank you all, and I'm fully grown. I'ma do what I do. and whole channel to front page news. I pick and choose, Gucci or Jimmy Choo, Charlie Sheen winning, Trick, how about you? Yeah, I show and prove, do what the bosses do. Nina Ross, yeah, y'all know how I make moves. First lady, but my name ain't Michelle. Long hair, don't care, yeah, yeah, I might be clear. Get my weight up, don't hate us, y'all hate us, the betas, these haters, the fakers. We wealthy, small faces, my shoes, no laces in the club, I ain't caving. And I like girl waist. I'ma do what I do, cause I'm grinding. It wasn't up to you in perfect timing. I know why you're hating, cause I'm shining. I know you're gonna
Okay, guys, you heard it right there. Nina Ross, let me get mine in. That's what it is. So, okay, let's get into it and see how everybody's week's been going. What's up, Willie? What were you at, Willie?
I'm right here, Caesar. What the hell you calling my name for? Hell, you didn't want to talk to me before, damn it. You want to talk to me now? What the hell is going on with you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, my brother. I'm doing pretty good. I'm sorry, white man. I'm doing pretty good. It's been a great week for me. Just grinding over here, like Nina Ross said, just grinding all the time. That's about it. Need to slow down a little bit. What you been doing, Willie? You burned out any trailers this weekend?
Yeah.
Now, Caesar, I'm going to tell you what I did, Caesar. You owe me some goddamn money, Caesar, because I paid some guys to go over there and clean up that damn lot you got over there where that damn trailer burned down at. I'm broke now, so you owe me about, let's say, about $800.
Dude, I'm going to tell you something, man. I don't see how I can owe you $800. You burnt down a trailer cooking crystal methane. They're going to blame it on your little cousin that she came over there and messed around and started a fire in the house. Man, how you going to lie on your little cousin, man? How you going to lie on your people, man? That's wrong right there, bro. A little three-year-old? Come on, man. What three-year-old is fire?
Hey, Caesar, that's my 2-year-old daughter. That's you, Caesar. That's my daughter right there. She started the fire, and what happened was, Caesar, she got that moonshine from your house, and she burned the house down. That wasn't me or no damn mother. You got the story all
it was your – hey, Willie, check it out, man. You really don't understand how the game goes. That was the moonshine that you sent me in the mail, man. It came from your business, so – basically, you did it then. If she got a hold to the moonshine, that means you get a hold, let her get a hold to it. She's a little kid. How can a little kid,
I'll tell you what, Caesar. I'll tell you what. That high ass rent you was paying, I was paying you every goddamn week or so, whatever. Hell, I got sick of your ass coming to me asking me for some damn rent money. Doing damn well, I didn't pay you that much damn rent. And that monster down. That's what I did. That's some of it's gone because of you, goddamn. It's your damn fault.
I got you, bro. I got you, man. This dude is crazy, man. This dude is stupid, man. Hey, you know what, Willie? I'm not even going to worry about it. I'm just going to say, you know what? If you get your money from me, you'll be seeing me in hell or heaven. So you'll get your money again, all right? Can I give it to you at that time? What I'm trying to say is, you're not getting any money from me. You're not getting no money from me, man. You still owe me for rent. Hey guys, let me get into it with my other people, man. Miss Shantavia, what's going on with you, man? You sound
Hold on,
I'm talking to you, Willie. I'm talking to Shantavia now. I'm talking to Shantavia now, man. I'm not even talking to you no more. I'm done. I wash my hands of you, man.
Hey, Chantay, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good, Willie. I missed you.
I missed you too, Chantay. Hell, I tried to email you a couple times.
How you gonna miss Willie? And Willie is like everywhere. How you gonna miss him? You didn't tell me you missed me. That is so hard.
I didn't miss no weeks with you. I missed them with Willie. He was the one who was gone.
Oh yeah. I'm sorry. Well, you know, we haven't talked in a while. I miss you, Chantay. I miss you.
Hey, Slater,
what?
I miss
the
you, too,
Black Jesus. Hey, Slater, the black woman told me, don't damn get jealous.
You're getting jealous.
No, I'm not getting jealous. I'm not getting jealous. We're a family over here at Black Caesar, at DJ Black Caesar and Friends. We're a family, so I just wanted her to know, you know, I miss you. Oh, yeah, I miss you. So,
Caesar, you can go to hell and we can start this damn show right now, Caesar. You can go to hell right now and we can get the show started right now.
I got you, brother. Actually, I'm going to do that. Brother DeJuan, what's going on with you, man?
Yes, sir. Not much. Just working. Okay. You know, shooting videos and doing shows. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, tell everybody what you got going on right now, good man.
I'm working on the Malcolm X video and the Born and Alive video currently. I'm heading off to Texas to shoot that video. And we're just, you know, I'm actually getting, after that, I'm going to start working on my next mixtape, my solo mixtape for 2014. Try to get a head start on 2014, you know.
Right. You know what, man, I can't wait to see that video. Because you are one of those artists that I've been watching for a while, and I'm really digging the song, man. You got like you got close to like 2,000 views, listeners on that song right now on the site that I got it on. I got it on two places, but the one that has the most is tweetmymusic.com. You can check that out there, everyone. If you go to tweetmymusic.com/DJ Black Caesar, you can find my man DeJuan, what he has going on. Actually, you can find him on Facebook because I do promotions for him. He probably doesn't know it, but I promote him, really promote him now. I'm going to really start putting it out there now since I'm telling you guys that I'm doing it. So I'm going to put it out there now. This is a good brother right here. He's part of the Nation of Islam, a very serious brother, a brother with a positive message, guys. So you need to check out Brother DeJuan, man. I'm going to let him talk to you guys about what he has going on right now because he has a couple of projects. He has the Black Cat. Is that the Black Cat project?
The Black Jaguar.
Black Jaguar. Yeah, that's what I was saying. So he has the Black Jaguar. You guys need to check that out too. A hot single. Check him out, man. This guy is going to be the new best thing popping out there. And Problem 13 said that himself. He told me one day, he was like, you know what? He was like, this gentleman right here, he's better than me, and I'm the godfather. So I was like, yeah, he is a hot cat. He is a hot character. So you do get it. You got that what everybody's looking for, brother. And we got the song right here. We're going to debut it, let everybody hear it. I got the Malcolm X song downloaded in my playlist. You guys are going to love that. And he's doing a video to that. Hey, man, you know what? I think you need to let me get in that video. What's up?
Hey, you need to go ahead and fly out to Vegas. Meet me in Vegas.
Wow. When are you doing that again? Next month, right?
Yeah, I'll be doing that around this time next month. Man, I'm going to be heading to Texas. You can meet me out in Texas and do the video with me in Texas, too.
I'll tell you what, Caesar. I'll load this wagon up, and then you can get down here to Texas as soon as possible.
You know what, brother? I'm going to take you up on this, too, man. Do you know what day it is? It's going to be on Brother DeJuan.
Nah, but I can get the exact date. I'm actually waiting on confirmation for the exact dates right now.
When you get that exact date, can you make sure you get that to me so I can get it to Willie and we'll see about driving out to Texas and checking you out and being in that video, man? That'll be a great look for you. It also be a great look for us. Check it out, man. But we can use part of this interview to be on the Slick side. We can use part of this interview to let everybody know right now. This is Brother DeJuan on the DJ Black Caesar Friends Show, the hottest artist out right now with the most positive attitude, with the most positive production. This guy is the truth. Check him out right here at DJ Black Caesar Friends Show, guys, where it all goes down. This is the song, Malcolm X. Here we go. Hey, Hey, brother Ron, I think that'll be a great introduction right there for your video, bro. I think that's
run that.
Good. What are you? Hey, you can. Hey, that this show is taped. It's all recorded. That'll be on this recording for your show. When you get ready to get your show, you'll get ready to record that. You can get it and do whatever you want with it. You know what? Probably do you the favor and cut that snippet out, and I'll put it with your song, and then I'll send it over to you. I'll do it professionally, so you don't have to worry about that, all right?
Yes, sir, I appreciate that. Shout out to Problem 13, too. That's what's up.
Okay, that's what's up. Hey, guys, well, check him out, man. I want this brother to talk to you guys, let you know what he has going on, let you know how long he's been in business, let you know if he has any collabos with anybody you might know.
Oh, yeah, you know, I just started this, talking to me.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, brother. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I actually just started this February 12, 2012, you know, and I released the Black Jaguar, the Revolution tape, 2/12/2013. It was a year later. It's you guys can download it for free on brotherdewan.com. That's, you know, brother. You spell it out the proper way, and Dewan, DEJUAN.com. It's a free download, 19 tracks, all bangers. And I'm shooting videos for it at the moment, and I'm working on my next mixtape. I don't know what I'm going to call it yet, but, you know, it's going to be something vicious, you know. And that's coming. I'm going to put that out 2/12/2014. So that's what I got. That's what I got going on right now. You know, I don't really have any no big name collaborations or anything. I really don't even think about it, to be honest. But hopefully in the future we get all that going too, you know.
That's what's up, my brother. Hey, check it out, man. I want to let my girl come in and ask you a few questions. Then we'll let Willie the Redneck ask you some questions. And if a man out there right now, if brother, I'm saying, yeah, you know what? It doesn't matter. We're all brothers and guys that. So I'm going to let you know like this. If Brother Rashad wants to come in, you can ask questions too, Brother Rashad. So we're going to get you in on this conversation with Brother DeJuan. Brother DeJuan. Okay, sister, where you at, sister? Where you at, girl?
I'm right here.
Okay. You can ask Brother DeJuan the questions if you like.
Talk to me.
Who were your influences? Like, I mean, because obviously you have a lot of spiritual influence. Like, who?
Hey, you know what? I'm sorry. I introduced it you wrong, man. I should have said Shantavia. Tell her what you got going on first, because Shantavia has a radio station, guys. You all need to know about it. It comes on Saturday. She'll tell you the time. But tell them what you got going on, too, Shantavia. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I have a radio show. It's called The Movement. It's featured on The Edge Radio. It's theedgeradio.org, WSWI, I think. Yeah. And that's every Saturday from 9 to 3. So if you give me your music, if you send it to me, I would love to have it, and I'll play it.
Yeah, most definitely.
That would be great.
Hey, wait, hold on. You didn't invite me to the damn show. You were talking to a white man like that.
My mama's white. I can talk to you however I want to. How about that?
Shut the hell up.
Damn.
No, but back to what I said about your, like, you obviously have a lot of spiritual influence. Just from hearing you talk, that's the impression I get.
Right.
Where did you get that from? Did you grow up that way, or, like, how did that come about?
No, I didn't grow up that way. That's actually where I said it began. In February 12th, I had converted to Islam. I was in the Nation of Islam, and I was under a lot of great people, you know, spiritual people, and I was learning a lot. And I always did my little music thing, but I rapped about other things that I was into, you know, like pimping and, you know, hustling and living fast and things.
Wow.
And I went to jail, you know. I met somebody in jail, introduced me to the teachings and whatever. You know, I just started studying and, you know, and then I happened to go back to, I was just looking at my older brother. He had put me up on, like, older hip-hop, like Public Enemy and, you know what I'm saying, X-Clan and things that I never paid attention to, you know. And And I was like, man, you know, it sounds like these brothers was on the same, you know what I'm saying, type of what I'm on at with the current moment, you know, which is something positive, trying to uplift the people. So I felt like I was always good at rapping. And I was rapped about what I did in my life. I didn't just make up lines that was fancy. So, you know, my current life, I'm on some spiritual things, and I'm just, you know, expressing myself, and that's just what I do.
You act more as a vessel now, you think?
Say that again.
Like, and I said, do you feel like you act more as a vessel now with your music? I mean, like, to get people the knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how I feel. I feel like I'm, you know, like a minister or something, just like Farrakhan. I'm just doing it with music, you know. And like
music,
all my music,
yeah.
It's prayed over. I fast, you know what I'm saying? You know, everything is spiritual. I do everything like a ritual, you know, so.
And that's amazing because, you know, like, they try to take so much religion out of Hollywood. Like, everything is so blasphemous. It's just crazy. So for you to be making sure that you inject your music with positivity that's faith-based, like, that sets you apart from everything else going on.
It's tough, too. You know, that's what I'm going to do on my next tape. I'm going to kind of balance it out. You know, I like to say it's a thin line between righteousness and righteousness. You know, and I feel like, mm-hmm. I remember Elijah Muhammad, he said, you know, you got to speak the language of the people. You know, in hip-hop,
yep.
it's only a certain crowd of conscious people who are actually receiving the message, you know what I'm saying, exactly the way that it was expressed and intended to be interpreted. And you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my plan is to, you know, relate to the all of the audience, the majority of hip hop fans, in a way that they can understand me, you know, that I'm just like them, and then at the same time give them the truth at the same time, because it's influential everywhere it go. You know what I'm saying? I could take a negative and turn it into a positive. You know, I could talk to hustlers and prostitutes and things like that. In a way where they know that I know what they're going through, and at the same time flip it around, let them know it's a positive too.
Like
you know?
Said, it's a thin line between ratchet and righteousness. Like that.
Just like that.
That really sums it all up. I understood you completely.
In that order. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Hey, I got something to say to you, Brother DeJuan. You are a real positive cat, man. I love your music, man. And I'm going to keep promoting you. I want to give a shout out to my girl out there, Diamond Blitz. She's like one of the newest models. And I also want to give a shout out to my guy, Pat the City Boy from Pat the City Boy Entertainment. They're doing real good right now. They're doing a nice thing. I just got with them today, and she just got on Top Cat's website. He's promoting it right now on Top Cat, www.topcatlive.com. Go there and check that out. She's listening to the show right now. She's a real nice girl. She's like a 21-year-old model. She's hot, guys. Check her out. She's real hot, just like my girl. Why you talk over people all the time, Willie? Why you
doing? I just want to know what the hell this we were talking this Muslim fella, and you just came out the blue with this other bull crap. I want to know where the hell it come from.
Okay, listen. This is the DJ Black. Listen at the words that are going to come out of my mouth. DJ Black Caesar and friends. That means you guys are just the friends. That means that I have to control the show. So if I got to say something, if I got something to say, I just said, but I don't think I was disrespectful because I asked Brother Ron. I said, I like your music. You're a very positive cat. I said all that before I said anything else. And then I gave a shout out to Diamond Blitz and also Pat the City Boy Entertainment.
Hold up. I want to say this, Caesar. I know you're black, goddammit. I know that for one thing. I know you're black. I know your name is Caesar. I know you got friends, but my name is Willie.
Hey, Willie, you know what, Willie? I made you, Willie. I made you the man you are today. You're still not quite there, but we're going to get you trained in real good. We're going to get you trained in real good. You're not going to be disrespecting me or anybody else on the show. So now you're being disrespectful because you're talking over Brother DeJuan right now. This is Brother DeJuan's show. Brother DeJuan, you pick up. I'm sorry. Hey, young lady, Miss Shantavia, you take the show away. It's your show, okay?
I Well, it's not really good celebrity gossip. It's actually bad celebrity news. There's been a lot of bad stuff going on in the hip-hop entertainment. Well, not even just hip-hop. Have you guys heard about what's going on with Serena Williams?
No, we haven't.
Well, they questioned her about the rape, this rape that took place a couple months ago where this teen boy, he raped this girl, the 16-year-old girl who had gotten drunk and passed out at a party, and the rest of his friends filmed it. But when they asked Serena about what did she think, was it fair, the type of the sentencing that they got, and she was like, they did something stupid, but she kind of sort of blamed the girl. She said, I'm not blaming the girl, but if you're 16 years old and you're drunk like that, your parents should teach you, don't take drinks from other people. I agree with her on that, but you're not supposed to say that. And then she was like, she's 16. Why is she that drunk? Why doesn't she remember? It could have been much worse. She's lucky. That's what she said. She said that the girl was lucky.
Wow.
And I'm like, man. She just set us back
further
than
Paper Slade
did.
Hey, whoever the hell was dating Serena Williams, they were very lucky, too. They lucky.
Yeah, I know. They're lucky.
Is that
guys.
Willie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Willie. Willie's on blast right now.
He really is. Willie's question.
Wow.
Sean, tell you guys, excuse me. Ed Caesar gave me some moonshine. I got rid of it, and he sent me some more of that stuff.
Hey, you know what? Sean Tavia, can we get back into finding out what's going on with Serena and also back into the interview with Brother DeJuan?
Yeah, I'm waiting on you. I didn't want to talk over Willie.
Got it.
At least I got somebody on my team.
Don't give a damn. I did want to hear some of his music though, and are you coming out with a mixtape? You said soon, or is it your album? Like, what's going on with that? Where do I go to find that at?
Yeah, you can go to my website, brotherdejuan.com. It's brother BROTHER DeJuan DEJUAN.com. You can download the Black Jaguar Revolution tape. It's available right now, and I got another one coming out 2/12/2014. You know, it's untitled right now, but Black Jaguar is what I'm focused. You know, you can check it out the website. Let me know. You know, you can let me know.
Hey, Brother DeJuan, Shantavia said something really interesting. She said she wants to hear some of your music now. So why don't we get a world premiere on you? And I got Malcolm X loaded up in my database. So why don't we get Malcolm X promoted the right way and get this song going so they can check you out?
Yes, sir. Okay, yes, sir. It's Brother DeJuan, you know, tuned in with the best DJ in the world, DJ Black Season in France. World premiere of my song, Malcolm X. Peace.
Mr. Moderator, our distinguished guests, brothers and sisters, our friends and our enemies, everybody is here. As many of you know, when it was announced that I was no longer in the Black Muslim movement, it was pointed out that it was my intention to work among the 22 million non-Muslim Afro-Americans and to try and form some type of organization or create a situation where the young people, our young people, students and others, could study the problems of our people for a period of time and then come up with a new analogy.
I ain't gonna lie, really I'm just a bum, using this rapping as an excuse to panhandle funds. Maybe I'm dreaming, but at least it's not a nightmare. The war is with yourself, you know you don't fight fair. I'm light years ahead of the game, kiss my ass while you behind. I think I am, so I am, they say it's all in your mind. My real life was boring, so I was brainstorming, balling, but ain't scoring. Focused on making fortunes, Lord, when will I ball? Is it before the world end? Everything happens for a thought, I think I deserve it then. Life's a, I wanna, am I perverted then? Love is pain, I think I love her, so I'ma hurt her then. I'm just trying to get my piece of the pie. that aligns me with the stars in the sky. Every thought has an energy, which makes the philosophy possibly the reason you able to make your dreams come true. The main obstacle in life, surviving. And I'ma make sure that you can hear me like Verizon. I used to put in work, but now I'm just hiring. Keep them devils at an arm's distance. Heisman. You look for handouts, claiming your network. I took a different route, I use my network. It's the garbage man, another rapper's just garbage. Plus they lying in their raps, kind artists. Make me sick just to mingle with these niggas. Give me double the cash, I write singles for these niggas. Top on the car drops, I'm on top, it won't drop like I'm afraid of heights. Looking down on city lights, can't wait till I get big. Like a skinny brother with a complex, I take this rapping serious. Like TSA, take bomb threats, I ain't from outer space. I'm still a star though, I wrote a love letter. She wrote me back a card, nope. She wants a businessman, she wants to be my company. It's lonely at the top, so she can be my company. I'm underrated. You underpaid and slow money gets left behind like you flunked the grade. Money bars, my notepads is money on my books. The mixtape is baked just to get you hooked. So nobody buying your album on iTunes, cause everybody bumping Bro DeWine now. iTunes. This is poetry in motion with sound waves. I just let it flow like an ocean. Antagonized world, I'm inorganically detached. I bet you never thought you'd see an alien that raps. Now up until now was in the world of triple darkness. Now let there be light on the mic. I'm an arsonist in the form of my self-created man. The flow hot, that's why they call my offspring my fame. Permitted by a law, the world is putty in my hands. Ceramics, motivated by righteous dynamics. I cut the negatives off like an aneurysm. Develop self-discipline and good mannerisms. A lot whack bar, 360 degrees. The lord of the worlds of the god MC. If I'm a dead man walking, no regret. And if I die, then I'm just another Malcolm X. I wish you would doubt me. Open your Bible. Isaiah wrote a book about me. I be in the heat of battle. It's all mental. The aftermath gets manifested through my physical reality. They still caught up in that fiction. In a world of aberration, self-contradiction. I give them knowledge of themselves. You ain't under my spell, then you must be overwhelmed. Game over. When I'm prayed up, it's like I ain't sober. Natural high up before the sun. No hangover. I make them pay attention like it's charity. It's your day of judgment, my moment of clarity. I'm scientific with these lyrics. These ain't metaphors, this is more metaphysics. If I'm a dead man walking, no regrets. And if I die, then I'm just another Malcolm X. The main endeavor was to bring out the best in me. But enemies wanna bring out the beast. But when it's time to feast, guess what I'ma eat? Satan bacon, hybrid meat, no swine flu, just swine flow, I'm that sick with it. Knew his ass was nosy, then he went and put his lips in it. Sabotage, now it's wartime, camouflage with your fake ass. Nicki Minaj, trying to learn it all overnight. That's funny, life is only a crash course for a crash dummy. They say we living in the time of judgment, but didn't tell us that our homeboys was the judges. Dug a hole 6 feet deep before religion. Can't take instruction or indirect criticism. If I'm a dead man walking, no regrets. And if I die, then I'm just another Malcolm X.
You are now listening to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show with Friends, Willie the Redneck, That Moonshine Drink, Triple K Man, Miss Big from Star Mob Radio.
I put my money in
no,
the freezer.
Not mine.
I call it cold cash, my coke stash.
Green Lady, Smoking It Up Producer, Bicycle Tony, Bing, Bang, Pow. I am T Black from Seventh Letter Press. And DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a. the Landlord of the South.
Look, I'm finna make these niggas feel me. Foul, these pussy niggas out just shooting, trying to kill me.
Every Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com.
Hey, yo, this is Blue Philly holding it down for DJ Black Caesar. Vanderbilt Media Music Group tells you Reds do.
Yo, you need help with your seat cover design? Get Skulldash. You need your flyers looking real fly? Get Skulldash. You need web banners to promote your album or mixtape? Get Skulldash. With Skull Damage Crap.
all your graphic design needs. With high quality work and quick turnaround, they have the lowest prices around. You can reach Gold Damage Graphics at 562-221-8449. Or you can email them at skulldamagegraphics@gmail.com. Get Skull Damaged with Skull Damage Graphics.
Yeah, if you guys want graphics, get in touch with me, and I'll get you in touch with my man Skull Damage. He lives in Hollywood, California, the best designer out. But I also have another designer that I use. I have my man Jacob, man. He's also a great designer. He does business cards, you name it, flyers. He does it all, man. So we can get you the CD covers. If you're looking for a mixtape cover, we can get you all that. These guys are really, really low prices. That's why they're on this show right here. Also, I just want to give my man, the one, a real big shout-out. Everybody's been hitting me up talking about that song. They're going crazy on that song, man.
Yeah.
I played that song. You got people going nuts right now. I see them all over Facebook. They're going crazy on Facebook. They're sending me that. They're shouting you out, man. You got a guy named Tommy Guns. Tommy Guns told me to tell you that you're the truth. Let's see. You got a Kappa Council. Oh, he's on the phone right now. Cafe. Let him tell you himself. What's up, Cafe? Are you on the phone,
what's
baby?
Good, man?
What's good with you, man? What's going on?
Peace.
I was just checking out that Malcolm X track. It's serious, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that is serious. That is serious,
real
man.
Serious.
What did you think about it? What did you think about it? Did you like it?
No, I liked it a lot because that's something that hip-hop is definitely lacking right now. And you know what I'm saying, in that area, you know, with some conscious rap, some rap with some substance to it, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We definitely need that in the game, and the production was tight too.
Praise Allah.
Yeah, production is tight, brother. It is tight. So you got a question for Brother DeWine? Or a comment?
I just wanted to ask him, you know, the track was really hot, man. Like, is everything that you do, is all conscious, or do you make records that, you know, people can have fun to, and like, you know, some party records too?
Oh, yeah, on this particular tape I just put out, it was the Revolution tape, and that was the whole theme of it. It was straight raw conscious music. And but prior to that, you know, I made music. It was all partying and women and things like that. But like I said, I got another tape coming out in February 12th from 2014. It was going to have a little bit of balance of everything, you know what I'm saying, along with the consciousness, you know, because I'm aware that, you know, it's I'm doing music, so I have to cater to, you know, a broader audience. So, you know, I got that coming too. I got it coming. But the Revolution tape, you know, it's pure conscious, but, you know, it's up-tempo, got the same type of energy you get from those party songs, you know. So, you know, you can check that out. Let me know what you think, too.
Okay.
Cool.
No,
that's
no doubt. What's the website? What's the website again so I can write that down?
It's brotherdewine.com. B-O-R-T-H-E. I mean, B-R-O-T-H-E-E-R. Dewine, D-E-J-U-A-N. You know, and I got two older tapes from prior to the Revolution tape where you can see where I was coming from and to where I'm at now, where I'm heading to. So just check it out. It's free downloads. You click on it and download the zip.
All right. Yep. Cool. That's what's up.
Well, thanks a lot, caller. I appreciate you calling in, man. That's what's up.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Yo, what's up? What's up? This is Brother Rakim Khalik Muhammad, my man. He's a big cousin.
What's up, brother? What's going on, man? How you doing, brother? Assalamu alaikum.
Man, I'm making. Walaikum salam, black man, black God. Hey, listen, I'm tuning in, man. I'm listening to the show, man. I'm listening to Brother DeWine. The brother don't know me or whatever, but you know what I'm saying? He'll get to know me, you know what I'm saying? But
I
love this song, brother. I love this song.
Oh, yeah.
Caesar,
oh, yeah.
You know who I am, black man. Caesar, you know
This is actually the founder of Nation Building, man. So you got the Nation Building Network going on. And Sister Gibbons, the host. So, yeah. He's been on the Sister Gibbons show several times, my brother.
Yes, sir. Several times.
Yeah.
I need to get back in rotation, though, because I've been missing an action, my man. I've been missing an action. Been
yeah,
busy,
I know
whatever.
You have. I know. I've heard that.
Yeah, man. Listen, I've been trying to work behind the scenes, man, behind the scenes, nation building, you know? And so I got to do some things, you know, to really, you know, put us out there, you know, look, you know, just like you. See, you know, you behind the scenes. You ain't just on the radio, so you're doing your thing,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, so,
yep, right.
Yeah, brother Juwan, I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you. I just want to tell you, I'm proud of you, man.
That guy's
really,
this guy's the truth right here, man. I'm telling you.
What's up,
man? What's up, man?
So, hey,
check this
out. Do what you do, man. Just be friendly.
Brother Rakim, do you got any questions for Brother
Juwan? Yeah, man.
For me?
You know something? I didn't have no questions, but... Hey, I'm going to cook up some questions real quick for you, brother. How long you been in the rap game?
I just got in the rap game February 12, 2012. I was always doing music, for, you know what I'm saying, just for my friends and stuff and for my
own. Wait a minute, man. Hey, brother Rakim, I'm sorry, but I got to say wait a minute for a minute. Did you just say 2012?
Yes, sir.
That was like last year, right?
That was like last year, you know. You know, I used to put out like, you know, I made music for a while, you know, but just on my little computer and things like that. But it was just like just to entertain myself and my friends and stuff, you know. And I got into this when I got to a point where I was taking serious about a year ago.
You sound like somebody that's been in the game for a real long time. Sounds like you've been working real hard on your lyrics. Sounds like you've been working on your conscious man. Sounds like you've been working, brother. Don't sound
like you came out
in 2012. Sounds like you've been out for a minute.
Hey, CJ, for you to be a seasoned veteran and say that about this, brother, man, that's saying a whole lot, man. That speaks volumes, brother. I've been doing this about 30 years. I know at least 30 years, 84, 85 or whatever, brother, and I'm telling you, for me to have been in the rap that long, and for me to listen to your music, my man, you doing it, brother. Praise be to Allah. You making it do what it do, baby. Just like Ray Charles, they just see you coming. You know what I'm saying?
Praise Allah.
Hey, I gotta say praise to Allah too, man, because your music is really serious. It's really conscious. It's really a mind opener. It'll open up anybody's mind out there. If you got some negativity in your mind, all you got to do is listen to these brothers right here. Brother DeJuan is basically the truth right now. I'm letting you guys know this is the one right here. And, man, you got a lot going on, brother. So I want to get back into your interview. I want you to tell the people what do you look at yourself being in the next year or so on down the road. What do you look at?
In the next year or so, I look at myself being the biggest artist online, you know, just taking my music viral, like putting it all over the place.
Wow.
And, you know, things like that. And you know, and then hopefully, you know, I'll get, you know, people inquire for me to come, you know, I'll perform and do shows and speak to people and things like that. And that's when I can really get my message out there, when I get to interact with people, you know, in a physical form. But my main goal right now is to blow up the internet.
You can actually do that, man, because I'm checking your presence out. Like, when I downloaded that Malcolm X song, I think it was, like, all of 9 minutes, and you had, like, 600 people listen to your song that quick. It went viral real quick. And then the next day I looked at it, it was, like, at 800. And then the next day, it was, like, at 900. And it's steady moving up, brother. It's steady moving up. So right now, you're doing some major damage out there, man. You got people listening
to
you
all over the internet.
Yeah, right. Hey, you know what? I also had my producer called me up from London, and he was interested in your music also. I put him on your music. I sent him your track, told him to check it out. He loved it. And he wanted to make some beats for you, but I told him what he could do is, because he actually just came to the States like maybe a couple days ago, so he's like in New York right now. And he said as soon as he gets back to London, he wants to make you a couple beats, and what he's going to do is he's not going to charge you for the beats, but he is looking for his royalties. And I told him, I was like, yeah, brother, don't want to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Just run them my way, you know, see what I can do with them.
Cool.
We can go from there.
Cool. That's what's up, man. Well, that brother that was just on, man, Kappa, Cafe, the brother was just on a minute ago,
That's an artist going to be on real soon. He's going to be on, like, I think it's August the 7th. So you guys check him out. Cafe has some tight music. That brother was also on one of the reality shows. He was on Judge Mathis. Hey, brother, if you're out there listening, because I know you're listening, send me what judge show you were on, brother, because I don't want to say the wrong name. I don't want to give you no free promotion. So tell me what show you were on. I think it was Divorce Court. I think he was on Divorce Court. Who does Divorce Court?
Divorce Court, what's that sister name? I can't think.
Okay, who is it, Judge Maybelline?
Yeah,
No, she's been going a long time, man. She's been going a long time. Oh, unless he was on that show, you know, older show. But that's a new sister doing the new shows now, man. She's been doing it for a minute.
Okay. Well, he was on, I think he was on at the time Judge Maybelline was on, because, it was Judge Maybelline. That's the show he was on. Dude did a really good job. I thought he was going to jail because he actually told the judge he wasn't going to pay her. I think they charged him with $1,500, told him he owed his ex-wife $1,500. And he said, I'm not going to pay it. And I was like, oh, this dude's going to go to jail. And Judge Maybelline came out of her office. She's like, sir, let me explain it to you. But anyway, you guys check it out. I'll be putting it online, let you guys know what it is. Check it out on Facebook. I'll promote that as soon as we got this show. I'll put that online. If anybody's interested, you can check that out on my page, which is CEO Caesar, CEZA. You can check that out. Also, you guys out there listening in right now, I got a new mixtape I'm about to drop called The Heroes of Music. Brother DeJuan is going to be on that mixtape, so you guys need to check it out. Also,
yes,
I got DeJuan on that mixtape with a lot of major artists. I got Bone Thugs and Harmony, all of them going to be on there. I got, who is that? Who else? I got LL Cool J going to be on there. I got T.I. going to be on there. I got Jim Jones going to be on there. I got Uncle Murder going to be on there. I got, hey, you know what? I don't know all the people I got. I got so many of them, but I got a lot of majors going to be on that mixtape.
Wait,
they're all going to show me love at the end of the day. Yeah.
Hey, you ain't got people Fernandez on there, man. You ain't got nobody on there, man.
Yeah. Check it out. If you let me finish, check it out. Here's the deal right here. I'm going to get People Fernandez on there. I'm going to get a drop from Willie the Redneck to put on there. I'm going to get a drop from Rakim. If you want to give me a drop too, brother. So I'm going to get a drop from all three of your characters.
I am People Fernandez, my man.
Oh, okay. What's up, people? What's going on, man?
Listen, check
I thought
this out.
That was Brother Joaquin. You sound like Joaquin too, man.
Boy, check this out. People Fernandez and Joaquin is one and the same. You feel me?
I know. I didn't know if anybody else knew that, but I know what's going on. You dig? Okay,
yeah,
check it out, guys. Here's the deal right here.
Hey, check this out. I'm gonna say this real quick, Caesar. I don't want to cut you off, man. I don't want to be rude like
okay.
your co-host, man, your co-host, whatever. I want to give a shout out first, Shantavia. What's up, Shantavia? You know, the young sister, you know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout out to her because she's doing a wonderful job on your show. And, man, I'm going to hang that damn skunk on your show, Caesar. He brings out the worst part of me, my man. And damn Willie, man. I'm going to hang his ass, man.
Come on, man. Leave Willie alone, man. That's my co-host, man. Leave him alone.
Yeah, so check this out, man.
Why you always pick on him? Why you always? Hey, people, let me ask you a question. Why you always pick on Willie, man? Willie don't—he's misunderstood. Don't nobody understand him, other than Sean Tate.
Man, let me
tell
you something.
Sean Tate is about the only one who comes to the show that understands him.
Well, you know something? Out of respect for Sister Sean Tate, I'm not gonna say nothing about Willie. Not what I want to say about Willie, but man, hey. Caesar, I ain't gonna even talk about it, but man, I'm gonna let you talk to Brother DeJuan. Brother DeJuan, you know what time it is. I'm gonna hang that damn Willie, man.
Check it out. Hey, Brother DeJuan, this is the top part
really
of the show where you guys give out. This is the part of the show where you give out your social network. So anything you want everybody to know out there, you can give it out right now, my brother.
Yes, sir. You can follow me on Twitter at Brother DeJuan, Bro DeJuan, BroDeJuan. You could get on my Facebook at facebook.com/blackjaguarism. That's Black Jaguar with ism on the end. And that's how you can get my artist page on Facebook. And you can go to brotherdewine.com. You can get all the information, including the mixtape, Black Jaguar, the Revolution tape. you know, and then, you know, you can keep up with me from there. Because
hey,
it gets greater later.
Why is it going to be called Revolution? Why is it going to be called Revolution? I mean, damn, you got other names for it. You can call it something else.
Yeah, because this is Revolution, you know, and that's why it's called Revolution. The Revolution tape. Everybody putting out mixtapes. I put out a Revolution tape.
No? Hey, this is my question for you. Should I be scared of that damn name of that tape? I mean, if I listen to it, should I be scared of it?
Yeah, you a white boy.
Yeah. Okay. Every week, please, somebody
hey, listen. When we finish with Willie's ass, his name is gonna be his name is gonna be Willie Lynch.
I got you. Wow. Willie, what do you think about that, Willie? What do you think about these guys talking about you, Willie?
I think both of them kiss my goddamn ass. I really don't give a damn. I don't give a damn what they think about me. I'll put like
well,
this.
Can I ask you a question, Willie? Why are you always crying at me after the show then? Every week, every Wednesday, you call me at the show crying, talking about my artists don't like you. That why I have them on there, you know, they put you down, they talk about you bad. Miss, man, you tell me all that stuff, so why you crap?
Yeah.
Caesar, I put like this, Caesar, I got feelings like everybody else. And when that damn moonshine wind down or whatever, I'm feeling all the pain from all this crap these people be saying about
me. I hear you, man. I hear you. You're just a big baby deep down inside. You don't want to admit it, but you're just a big baby, huh?
I'll tell you what, Caesar. What I'm about to do, I'm about to convert over to Islam, and I'm going to listen to Miss Farrakhan.
Oh, boy, this is crazy.
I'm going to tell everybody, go on YouTube and check out Miss Farrakhan. That's Tom of What Must Be Done. Y'all check that out. I've been listening to him. He's learned some good stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
Everybody, and I want to say I sure want to like him to all the Muslims out there who listen to it because I know y'all be on here every week and y'all trying to figure out
things. Oh, man, he's doing
y'all
crazy.
Caesar, I'm going to tell you, some of them trying to figure out a way to get at me. I don't know what the hell I've done to them, but I've been getting hate.
I knew that's all I had to play for the real redneck really comes out of. That's all I had to do was that little simple little piece right there, and it came out of. You heard it?
I'm up here, I'm talking about the Nation of Islam, and you're sitting up here, you're trying to be funny with me.
Hey, it's funny to hear you say, you know, you're my white man. Hey, dude. I'm going to leave that alone. Anybody can convert. Anybody can do whatever they want to do.
I'm going to tell you something. Deep down inside, I'm a black man because I shook my family tree as a black man. One of them Negroes fell off the goddamn family tree.
Dude, what are you talking about, dude? What are you talking about? You can't say Negro.
Yeah, it's colored. He fell up my family tree, and
you
I feel like he died.
Hey, Willie, you're running out again. I'm about to cut you off now. You can't say big role, and you can't say color. You can't
say
that because you're too much of a redneck.
Hey,
we don't want a redneck to talk like that.
I get through with your ass, Willie. You're going to be damn Willie Lynch when I get through with your ass, man. I'm serious. Hey, Caesar, I don't want this cat on the damn show no more, really, man. I'm serious. I don't even know why you got this cat still hanging around.
Yeah. Willie does got a hand sometimes.
Hey, you goddamn, I don't give a damn who you are. You kiss my goddamn ass too, you goddamn bastard.
Hey, Willie, check it out, man. Let's get back to the show, man, because you about to run out. Hey, guys, check it out. Diamond Blitz just sent me her Twitter account. It's at Diamond, DiamondBlaz. Check her out at Diamond Blitz, Blaze. It's Diamond Blaze, I'm sorry. Not Diamond Blitz. She said I said Diamond Blitz. I didn't say that. And here, get that wax out of your ears, little girl. Hey, check it out, guys. This is the way the show's going to work right now. We're actually about to get rid of my main man, Mr. Brother Devon, the one. Your time is up. We're about to bring in my other artist, which is Brother Rashad. Brother Rashad, hold on 1 second. Brother Devon, was there anything else you'd like to say before you get out of here?
No, sir. Thanks for having me. You're going to have a good time here.
Hey, Brother Jerome, you're my brother. I want to let you know I like your music. You sound really good. And I really appreciate I love Malcolm X. I started his history. I know a little bit about Malcolm X. My two-year-old had taught me a lot of stuff about Malcolm X. And I think that you're a real mediator between me and these other Muslims around here that don't like me. That damn Rock King or People Fernandez, whatever the hell he is, whoever the hell he is today, you can help me out and keep him off my ass. You know, we can change numbers or something.
Just tell them that you're really a black man and inside, like you said. You know, you might be all right.
Grafted, man. Whatever the hell that means. I'm not grafted. Hell, I ain't never been grafted a day in my damn life, but we'll see.
Hey, Willie, hold on, man. The show, you're giving my man, you're taking up my other time, man. You can't do that now. Let's bring him in so we can talk with him.
I'm the damn co-host. I can do what the hell I wanted. I'm the co-host,
and you give my man some respect because, you know, he's sitting out there on the sidelines waiting to come in. He's just sitting out there, and he's ready to come in. He's sweating like a dog. He's ready to run in, but you won't let him run in. So what's up?
Well, he's sweating like a dog, but he got people telling me I smell like a dog. So, hell, what the damn difference?
Hey, okay, check it out, Brother DeJuan. Well, Brother DeJuan, it was nice having you on the show tonight. I'm gonna also send out something with you as far as the blast to let everybody know that you're on the show tonight. This show will be recorded, so I'll be sending you this show. You need to let everybody in the Nation of Islam know about this, brother, because you are the truth, and I'm letting you know that you are the one that I'm looking at right now, man. So basically, as far as that goes, I'm gonna hook you up with all the whatever I can hook you up with. With all the DJs, with all the music you got going on right now, as far as the mixtape, I'm letting you know I want to do a mixtape for you also. So count me in for a mixtape. And we'll talk about it. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
okay.
So,
okay.
I'm
going to let you get out of here, brother, because I got to let my man come on, so I'm going to let you get out of here. But if you want to stay on the line, you can't. You feel free to stay on the line, brother, and listen to this other interview we got going on.
Money never sleeps, you know.
Wow.
It is,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow, you sound like you got a lot going on over there, man. Sounds like you don't have.
It was just like the brother just went off. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I was incarcerated. I only been home for like, after serving 6.5, only been home for like 19 months. But you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I done that. Okay. And, I got two solo albums. I host Coast to Coast mixtapes too. I got two of those out. I got two more else that I'm featuring on. You know what I'm saying? So I do that all though. I'm supposed to sign this deal with this Detroit label, Bitch Productions. I'm supposed to go up there and sign with them for a production deal. So it's everything, man. I do it. You know what I'm saying? Cause you know what I'm saying. People told me that you know what I'm saying. You never be nothing. You never do nothing. You know what I'm saying? This and that. They laughed at you. So I'm like, I'm doing it. Ain't no limit though. Like I said, we got movie scripts. I'm working on a video game too. You know what I'm saying? Little thing too. I'm working on with brother with that too. Some other yes.
Yeah,
brother, it's no limit, man. And I mean, I bring all my people in. You know what I'm saying? I always incorporate like, you know what I'm saying? If I like you or if it's something I can help you with, you know what I'm saying? Those that don't have the resources to do it. I get it done for them, you know what I'm saying? Shoot that to me. I don't charge. I don't do nothing. I do it for the love, cause you know what I'm saying? That's, we peoples, you know what I'm saying? I'm a Muslim too. I'm not a nation. I'm out Islam, but I still do it for my people though. I love that. You know what I'm saying? That's like my blessing. You know what I'm saying? That's like my blessing. Yeah.
Wow, man. You sound like a brother that's on a mission, man. And you know what? I'm gonna let you know, man.
That's it. I told myself when I touched. I said, man, anything. It ain't nothing. Everything I'm doing, all the blueprints, I wrote it up in there. I sent all this home. I'm like, put it up, copyrighted. Don't hold it for me when I get there. And I explain to them what it is, what it is. Everybody, like, I see you. Those that was up in there, when they see me out there, they like, brother, you said you was going to do it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I surpassed it. Like I said, I got two websites. I mean, other stuff. You know what I'm saying? The million, you know what I'm saying? Almost 100,000 views on YouTube, all type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't even... It ain't, you know what I'm saying, the best is yet to come, though. Another mix, I'm still working on the album, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So I love it. I love it, man. I love it, you know what I'm saying?
I do know a little bit about what you got going on, because I have been, I'm not going to lie to you, I have been checking you out to see what it is you do, and I see you got a lot of artists over there. We're going to be doing some business with your artists. We're going to be getting them on my on this show right here. I'm sorry, not my show. This is the DJ Black Season Friends Show. We're going to be getting your artists involved with this show a little bit more so they'll know what's going on. But I just want you to come on today and let the people know what you got going on as far as you, man, as far as what you do, you know. I'm not really interested in talking about another artist right now. I want them to know all about you, man, because you got a lot going on. So I want you to tell them, the people, what you got going on so they'll know, and what kind of projects you're working on. If it has anything to do with your artists, that's fine. Just let me know something like that. But you're a guy of a lot of faces, a lot of hats too, man. So I already know that. I've been checking you out online. I see the Silverback logo everywhere online. So I've been checking that out to see what's going on with that. And I see that we got a lot in common because I'm just like you, brother. I do a lot. I have a lot of things going on. I'm working on a few movie projects myself. To be honest with you, I'm working on about four of those right now. I'm working on a clothing line myself. DJ Black Season. DJ Black Season has a clothing line too, guys. Get the ring,
yeah,
them T-shirts.
Let's get it.
Right. So you know what, brother? You probably could teach me a lot, man, because I don't know everything, and I like to listen to other people to see what they got going on. And I see you got going on a lot, man. I see the Silverback shirt, and I want one of those shirts too. I'm just letting you know.
I can accommodate you, bro. I can accommodate you, man.
Willie says that thing. Willie wants a shirt, too.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? To be a Silverback, Willie, I mean, it takes a special. You got to be cut from a different breed, Willie. I don't know. I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, gentlemen. I got a caller on the phone. I don't know if they have a question for you. 585. Your phone line is open. You can make a comment or ask a question. 585-621.
I don't know if they made it.
Hey, Caesar, nobody yeah. want to talk to you, goddammit. Hey, but I'm going to say this, though. I've been cut. I've been in different places. I've been cut before, so I've been cut by different breeds, like, a few times. But,
well, he's not going to be
cut by a Mexican or African. He's talking about cut from a different breed. He's talking about a whole different breed. He's not talking about the real ones.
Oh, I understand now, Caesar. Hey, but I want you to do me a favor. I want you to make a shirt for me called Red and that. You make a shirt and that.
I don't have to make your shirt. It's on you, bro. It's on you. I can't do that. It's nasty.
Hey,
I can't do that.
I got a shirt called Redneck, man. That's not ever been done before. What are you talking about?
You know?
Hey, so you shut the hell up. I'm talking to this Muslim guy right here. I like the Muslims on your shirt, man.
Wow, this guy. Hey, this guy right here, man, he's something else. Hey, Willie. Shut the hell up and listen, learn. All right, just shut up, man, for a second.
Yeah.
All right, check it out.
Hey, that's the only guy I cannot talk right there. See, the only guy you know, this is the only guy I can't talk on your damn show.
Do what now?
The only guys you know have your show. This is the only guy I cannot talk. This guy be talking. God damn.
Not even talking.
You did all the most talk.
You done took the time away. We only on a certain time practice. Come on, Willie.
Like
you can't do that. That ain't a good look.
I like this guy, Caesar. Hey, do me a favor. Just come here. Don't come here next week with my redneck shirt, and we'll be good.
I hear you, Willie. I hear you.
Hey, Rashad, what's the name of that song again you sent me, man? Because I'm looking for it right now, and I need the name.
I sent you two tracks. I sent you a Coke Lee's featuring Finesse, a You song, and I sent you a Coke Lee's, which was a mixtape song called What's Gangster. I sent you those two tracks.
That's it. What's Gangster? I got you. Okay, let me find that right quick.
That's like a conscious one, too, for you, like the brother just went off. It was just my twist, though.
Oh,
I mean,
it's
a mixtape song. You know what I'm saying? It's a conscious, though. It's just basically, it's a story. It's a story behind it, you know what I'm saying, behind the song, though, but, you know what I'm saying, but, yeah, I'm just telling these cats everything that you saying that what it is gangster, bro, that ain't gangster. This is what it is, though, man, you know what I'm saying, because I'm just saying, you know, as men, we got to go ahead and do something, bro, you know, we got to step up to the plate.
Yeah.
I feel if you in your 30s, ain't no way you should be sagging your pants and all this type of stuff, and if you a father with some good child, especially with females, bro, that ain't a good look. That's all I'm saying.
No, it's not a good look. It's not a good
feel
look.
Me?
You gotta put in a tablet when you go to jail anyway.
If they really knew what the term sagging came from, these brothers wouldn't be sagging. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, everybody doesn't know. We're gonna tell you what it means right now. Hey, tell them what it means, brother, because I don't think they know. I've been in jail, so I know what it is. Tell them what that means right now, brother.
Terminology means sagging. That means, you know what I'm saying, you was a homosexual. Well, we call them boys and what we call them up here. You know what I'm saying? The terminology for, you know what I'm saying, a homosexual. You know what I'm saying? That's what they do to get up in there. That's how they get down, man. That's their label. You know what I'm saying? So for those of you that don't know, hopefully y'all can go in tomorrow and go in and put your pants up. Or after you get to listen to the soul, put your pants up, because that's what you're saying, you ain't no homosexual, man.
Oh, you crazy, man. That's funny. Because they know, but they still don't know. I told several jailmates, I told them that before, they call themselves gang members. You know, this guy's supposed to be a vice lord. This guy's supposed to be a disciple. But they still wear their pants around their underwear, like around their kneecaps. They wear them so long, the cops come for them, they can't even run. They'll trip and fall on their face. But they still...
That's the reason, like, when I was 16, after I caught my last juvenile case, that's what happened, man. You know what I'm saying? I tried to get away, and I was pulling my pants up, and I had my thing on me, and you know what I'm saying? And that's what happened. They tackled me, and that's the reason why I said, man, never again, bro. And that was, that was the reason. And that was 93. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? They got a law down here in Mississippi right now. If you get caught wearing your pants down, that's a $300 fine, guys. So everybody,
they're trying to do that up here too. They trying to implement that up here in Kansas.
Check it out, man. It means something different to you. You said it means they're homosexual. That's not what it means down here. It means you are a straight up fag. That's what it means. It means you're available. If you got your pants around, that means you're available. You're a fag, and you're looking for some. You're looking for another boy to shove his boy toy in your little boondock. That's what it means to me. That's what it means to everybody down here. Once you're in prison, that's what you're telling them, that you're available. I'm sorry, but that's what it means.
That's what it means.
Hey, Caesar, that's what it means. Hey, listen. I love your choice of words, my man. You my cousin for real because you have a choice of words.
That's it.
Hey, I just tell the truth, man. That's what it means, and that's what they are. I mean, hey, you know what? I don't condone having sex with males. I don't condone having sex with females. Females on females. I don't condone either one of those. And also, I don't condone this right now. And I just started doing this like maybe 3 years ago. I don't condone fighting anymore. So, you know, I used to be a fighter. I used to be an enforcer. And that stuff right there doesn't impress me anymore. So when I hear about something like that, all I can say now is what are you going to do? Are you trying to go to jail? Or what are you trying to do? Are you trying to make a bad name on the black people? Because we got to come together, and the only way we're going to come together is if one of us make a stand. And, brother, this is what we're talking about right now tonight on the DJ Black Caesar Friends Show. Brother DeJuan just got through saying it, and now I got brother Rashid out here. He's saying it right now. So if you guys can't hear him, you know, hey Rashid. Can you introduce that song for us, brother? What's Gangster?
Oh, yeah, this is the world premiere. This is my song, What's Gangster, of a DJ, Black Caesar, Family and Friends. You heard it first. It's called, you know what I'm saying, well, my artist name is Coco Lee, but it's What's Gangster. You heard it first, though. You know what I'm saying? I want you really to listen to this song because I'm dropping jewels on you, man, from old and young, man. You know what I'm saying? It's on another radio station in heavy rotation, but I really want you to respect it.
Posted on the block, gotta get it how I live. And I'm never gon' stop, now that gangsta. Now that gangsta. When the right show the hood, you can hear the bass knock. And they got them love me. Me, I'm missing the lock. Now that gangsta. Now that gangsta.
Everybody marked up like a subway in Harlem don't make you gangster. Wearing bananas and toting bananas don't make you gangster. Being able to recite literature don't make you gangster. Smoking trees, any color, fam, don't make you gangster. Dropping out of school to be the man and buying joints of Air Maxes don't make you gangster. Riding around on candy duds, showing off for competition and bragging rights don't make you gangster. Run up a nigga's crib with Guinness don't make you gangster. Getting pussy 7 days a week don't make you gangster. Wanna be Nina Brown? Don't make you gangster. When white beaters and snapbacks, don't make you gangster. Walking around with your chuff ass out, don't make you gangster.
I'm a full-time hustler, posted on the block, gotta get it how I live. And I'm never gon' stop, now that gangster. Now that gangster. When the right show the hood, you can hear the bass knock and they got them love me. Me, I'm missing the lock, now that gangster.
Your grill, don't make you gangster. Robbing senior citizens, don't make you gangster. Trying to represent a block movement, throwing up sets, don't make you gangster. Wearing bulletproof vests, don't make you gangster. Recording yourself on camcorder, smoke a bunch and flash a gun and stack some money. Having hood rats, say something, don't make you gangster. Stealing weed and money from your family to share with the homies, don't make you gangster. Been on around KC, can get in the club VIP just for free, don't make you gangster. What's gangster is staying in school. So college is for everybody. Keeping an open mind for plan B as an option. And walk across the stage, that's gangster.
I'm a full-time hustler. Posted on the block, gotta get it how I live. And I'm never gon' stop, now that gangsta. Now that gangsta. When the right show the hood, you can hear the bass knock. And they got them love me. Me, I'm missing the lock, now that gangsta.
In the free with a pen, pay child support. If you know somebody can't read or write, don't belittle them, teach what's right. Don't smoke drugs in front of your kids. Take the cussing, yelling, and fighting in the bedroom. Have some respect for yourself. Start running from responsibility.
suck up in the air and walk outside and take what life gon' bring you. Move out your parents' house, out to somebody else's house. That means you're home, cause ain't nothing like your own. Stick your wheels to God factory only, so the feds can miss you. If you do it in a pen, pick up their kids. Bringing a visit, provide pampers, baby food and clothes. Out of kindness for a pre-hard that's gangster.
I'm a full-time hustler, posted on the block, gotta get it how I live. And I'm never gonna stop, now that gangsta. Now that gangsta. When the right shoulder holds, you can hit a bitch, knock on the goddamn love me. Me, I'm a digital lock, now that gangsta.
That was nice. You know, this number keeps popping up on the phone. They have a question, but they're not saying anything. 585, you got a question. 585, you got a question. Damn, what the hell, you got your phone? What you got your mute thing on for there? Why you got your hand up, dude? Why you got your hand up, bro? Check it out, guys. Don't open up your mic. If I see the blue thing, if I see the question mark by your name or by your phone number, I will open your mic and ask you if you got a question. I hate to put you on blast, but if you don't have a question, don't do that, man. That's a no-no. All little kids, all little girls, all little boys, please don't raise your hand until somebody asks you a question or unless you have a question or comment. Don't raise your hand. Do what, Willie?
You're in the goddamn mic. Don't raise your goddamn hand up. You're not speaking. You're not saying that. Don't raise your goddamn hand.
Yeah. Okay, Willie. We appreciate you,
goddamn
Willie. Hey, Willie. What'd you think about that song, Gangster, right there? How'd you like that?
I love that song. I'm gonna tell you something, Cesar. I'm gonna tell you how I've changed a little bit because I love the song about the Negro, well, you know what I'm saying? They play for me shooting and killing each other and everything. You like all the negative stuff, but this guy got a
problem. Hey, Willie. Slow down, Willie. You almost said different things, but
Radio.com and C's in here killing the music in the South, breaking records.
Hey, this is your boy Jones, Capital Status in the building. Big shout out to.
Hey, you know what, guys? I'm sorry. I just thought about something. And you know what I just thought about? I want to let my man Rashad give us a freestyle. Rashad, can we get a freestyle from you, brother?
Oh, bro.
Okay, I know you don't do that. I know you don't do that,
I ain't did that in years. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Rashad, let me make it easy for you. I tell you what, I send you some moonshine. You just do. You send me a freestyle.
You gonna send me some.
Call request line at 662-995-0679. That's 662-995-0679.
Okay. Check it out, Rashad. You said you haven't done it in years, huh?
Man, bro, I mean, I'm talking about since probably the 20s, like 20s or something like that. Probably, yeah, about my 20s, yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. Well, you know what? You're not 20 anymore. You're not 20 anymore.
This is on a, really on a... on the spot thing right here. I didn't think this was going to come.
I'm not going to put you on the spot. If you want me to play another song from somebody else, I can, but I would really like to hear something from you.
I'm trying to think. I can't even got to give them to him right now.
Hey, Rashad, I'm not going to put you out there like that. I'm a good man, so I'm gonna put my guy out there. Hey, Rakim, do you have anything you wanna say? Do you got any raps you wanna put out there?
Oh man, you gonna put me on the spot too.
That's what I'm saying.
I got two Muslim cats out here and both of them thought I put them on the spot.
I mean, this I wouldn't expect nothing like this one. I wasn't even in that type of a frame of mind. I mean, when we smoke, I'm like,
hey,
go ahead and do it.
You never know. You don't know what we're going to actually
do. You
got to
be here. You right, though. That just tells you, though.
I have something for you later, homie. I don't think anybody on the show ever heard me spit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think they have either. You know what? Let me give a shout out to somebody real quick that's been on the phone lines. I see her out there. Let me give a shout out to my homegirl, my girl out there right now, Miss Martha. Miss Martha, what's up? How you doing? And we're gonna show you love right now. Actually, I'm gonna show you a lot of love. I'm gonna play a song that this artist sent me. This is a major artist right here right now. So check him out. His name is Chuck Taylor. He has a great song, but I'm going to let him introduce his own song, all right? Check him out.
Yo, it's your man Chuck Taylor, and if you know about DJs, I got to salute my homie DJ Black Caesar, Wide World, the label.
What you heard for what you heard.
Rocky, then it's my name that they call me Nessie. My wrist game rocky, my money can't fit in my pocket. You think that that's big ballin', but you really ain't got nothing on me. I'm getting paid in the club, you know we turned up as I put on my shade. We drink it till we throw up, can't remember their name. In the morning when we wake up, they come in, they go out, they come in, we kick them out. It's what they better already know. I'm the one they always want to talk about, yeah.
Wide world.
I heard you just hit a lake, got a meat over some of them. 77 hit the mall, got a couple new fit with a brand new fit.
That's what you heard for, what you heard.
I heard you stuck in the street, I heard you be so nasty. Heard you bring about 100 of them things that every week.
That's what you heard for, what you heard.
I heard you moved out the hood, I heard you was living real good. Heard you bought a new old school man with the leather in the wool.
That's what you heard for, what you heard.
I heard you got popped by the price, I heard you got spotted by the life. I heard you was pissed on the word on the block, cause everything right.
That's what you heard for, what you heard. What you heard for, what you heard. What you heard for, what you heard. What you heard for, what you heard for,
nice right there. Chuck Taylor doing it real big. Nerve DJs really hooking this cat up. Also, MP3 Wax out there hooking this dude up right here. Also, man, you know what? This is like one of the major artists right now. He has the number one song in America right now, the Chuck Taylor song. It's called You Heard. Hey, guys, this guy plays instruments. He does it all, man. So you guys, if you like him, you're going to love what I got next for you guys before the show goes off. Check it out. I got somebody interested who's going to be on the show in about maybe 10 minutes. I got an interesting character that's going to be on the show. He was on here last week, and he came in to support his guy, Centavious. Check him out. He's going to be on the show in a little bit. I'm talking to him right now on Facebook. I just found out who he was, and he just told me that who he was, and I was like, wow, that's great. So I'm going to see, can he come on the show, like, right now and introduce himself. Come on now and intro yourself. Okay. Okay, we're going to see if he's going to come on the show. You guys are going to get a laugh out of this, dude. This is a real character right here. But anyway, you guys like that Chuck Taylor?
Yeah, I like that, bro. I like that. You know what I'm saying?
He has number one song in America right now going on, man. So he has every major, every DJ coalition is behind this brother, man. He plays guitar. He does. That's him actually playing the guitar itself on that track right there. The brother is very talented. His dad used to play the guitar, so he said it rubbed off on him. So this guy's out there. Mm-hmm. He's doing. Look, check it out, guys. We got 26 minutes. 19 seconds to go. Hey, I think we got him on the phone right now. Let's see if this is him. Hold on for a second, guys. This might be my man right here. I'm going to let him introduce himself. I don't even tell you who it is. I'm going to let this guy introduce himself.
DJ Hello,
Black brother. Who is
it? What's going on, man? Hey. This is your main man, Harold the Hippie, bro.
Hey, you know what? Hey, dude, you know what, man, I'm going to tell you, man. We've been thinking about you over here, man. I'm loving that I know who you are now, man. So we can get you on the show anytime we get ready, man. That's what's up.
Look, baby, I've been just waiting for you guys to call me, dude, and wish me, you know, back to come on in through there, man. I'd love to do a live show with you guys sometime, man. You guys rock, man.
Yeah. Hey, I got one thing to tell you, Rick. I'm sorry, I'm about to call you Redneck Willie. I got one thing to tell you, man. You are a wonderful character. I love the character, man. You say that the way you talk for real, though, so I'm not going to disrespect you. But I do want to say this, man.
Dude, this is me, dude. This isn't a character. This is how I really talk, man.
I got like one guest in the fall right now with me, and that's my guy Rashad. Rashad, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm good, bro. I'm here.
Hey, Rashad, what do you think about this guy? This guy has a very peculiar name too. His name is Harold the
One and Only, bro. Harold the Hippie. Would you forget about me so soon?
No, I said Harold the Hippie. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, man, you got me really confused now, dude.
Hey, I got you confused
because
I got a
gal in the show.
Hey, Willie, what are you
doing,
Willie?
All right, yeah, this is one of my favorite guys right here, Caesar.
Not one of your favorites.
Man, you gotta send me up some of that good moonshine you got, man, and I'll send you something back.
All right.
Hey,
okay,
that
change ain't no robbery,
you know what? Hey,
hello.
You know what? He's not all on the phone, man. I like the other stuff too. You can send me some other stuff too.
Hey, Caesar, say the hell out of this. I'm gonna tell you, I like this. How we gonna do it? I'm gonna send you the moonshine. You send me the greenery, and damn it, we're gonna be straight.
I know that's right, my bro. Hey, dude, I'm just chilling, kicking back, just listening to your station, man. And I tell you, bro, you guys are rocking out hard down there, man. That DJ Black Caesar, man, I tell you, dude, I need to get you up here to the DMV area, man, so you can just hang out with me and peace it out all day, every day, bro.
You know what? That sounds like a great thing right there, too, my brother. I'm going to tell you what, man. When I do come away, you're going to be the first one I hit up.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it, man. What's going on down that way, man? Who you got on the air with this, man?
I'm gonna let him tell you who he is. Tell him who you are, my brother.
Yeah, this is Rashad, man. This is Kalibashi, man. This is who I am, man. I'm, you know, artist, you know what I'm saying, and CEO, man, coming out of Kansas City, Missouri. I mean, if you tuned in, you probably heard my song was Gangsta that just went off, man, you know what I'm saying? It was a different, you know, different flavor, different look, you know what I'm saying? Something like that. I'm some more, we gonna keep it some more conscious rap. You know, I had to drop some jewels for him, you know, but yeah, I'm digging the voice, though, man. I might need you on my album, man. My new album is coming out, man, on the skit or something, man. I might need your voice on my album, man. If you can go ahead and accommodate me on that, man, you know. So, yeah, I like this voice. I need this. I've been needing this type of voice on my album, man, for a skit, though. So if you can go ahead and do it, though, you know. So what's the name? I forgot the name. The hippie? Or, I mean, whatever. I might need your voice on this thing.
I got my name already, man. It's Harold the Hippie, bro. I am calling you straight from the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, otherwise known as the DMV, bro.
Chocolate City, I know, Chocolate City, I know.
Hey, I love me some sisters, dude, believe that one.
me too, bro.
We got so many up here, man. Oh, my God, dude. Hey, look, every day now that it's nice out, man, they're walking around looking all fine and stuff, man. And
Yeah.
And all these beautiful sundresses and stuff, my man. It is so cool.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Hey, we got something coming, buddy, because I love my sister, too, buddy. I'm serious. Me and my sister, we're doing a lot of things together.
Well, it's not your sister, man. We talking about sisters, bro. You know what I'm saying? We ain't talking about your sister, Willie, man.
Hey, man. Willie, what's wrong with you, man? Are you really
you know what I'm saying?
Well, I thought I finally had somebody that was in agreement with me that would understand where the hell I was coming from when you said that.
We don't do the incest, man. We don't do any. We don't do none of that on this.
Let me tell you something about Willie, guys. Willie has made love to his own sister. He was married to his sister because he's a redneck and he's from Mississippi. So he was married to his own sister.
Dude, did she take her teeth out or what?
Hey, let me tell you something, buddy. Hey, Caesar, you better stop spreading the goddamn rumors, Caesar. I wasn't with my damn sister. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, I tell you what, dude, you better not be around my sister. I've been missing her for like 2 weeks now, man.
Ain't that what he just said? He just said that.
I hope you're not in your trailer down there, man.
I tell you what,
hey, hell, guess what? You just said the key word. This white dude, he just burned down the trailer that I rented him. He burned down my damn trailer last week. And then he didn't have a place to stay, so he went to California. He just forgot about me and went to California.
I hope he doesn't have my sister there, man, because this girl, we've been looking for, man. My mother's losing her mind, dude.
Oh, wow.
I tell you what.
What happened? Your sister ran off?
Well, I don't know what happened. I'm just hoping she's not with your boy down there, man, because
there's a question I want to ask you, buddy. Does she drive a Volkswagen, one of those bugs or whatever? Does she drive a green Volkswagen?
No, man. Dude, she's got a scooter, man.
Wow. Hey, I'll tell you what. Is it pink with flowers on it?
No, it's actually purple, and it's got, like, this dandelion thing on the side of it, man. We're really peaceful this way, man.
You've been running your goddamn mouth, Caesar.
I haven't been running my mouth, brother. I've been just chilling, man.
I tell you what, let me go talk to this woman real quick to find out who the hell she is. I'll be right back.
Yeah, okay.
He's tripping, man.
What's going on your way, man?
Dude, we got tons of shows this way, man. This guy, DC Productions, man, he's got this whole city thing on lockdown, man. This guy's got, like, tons and tons of bands and artists of every genre of music, man. I mean, he's doing it big, man.
Hey, brother, you know what? I want to talk to you so we can talk about maybe doing some things together. I got a mixtape getting ready to come out. It's going to have a whole lot of major artists on it. And I want to get you on that mixtape, too, man. I want to get you on that mixtape. So I need your...
Get your goddamn scooter and get the hell out of my goddamn house. You got your brother in full threat in the insect. I mean, hell, what the hell is wrong with you?
What is he talking about? See?
I don't know, man. Say something to your brother while you're at it.
Hey, Harold, is your sister on his house for real?
Get on the goddamn scooter and beat it, damn it. Get on the goddamn scooter. I don't give a damn in the dark outside.
You got here
when it was dark.
Wow. Hey, Harold, did you hear the song by my man on the phone right now? Did you hear the song that he had called What's Gangster?
I didn't get a chance to tune in right there because I'm watching Cheech and Chong reruns, here on this private station I got here in the DMV, man. I am a true fan of all music, man. If he's on your show, he must be good, bro.
I heard that.
Since you're on the show right now, we're gonna do something we don't normally do. I'm going to play his song for you by my man, Rashad, I'm going to play this song by him for you, cause just for you, man.
Just for him, man.
I'm a full-time hustler, posted on the block, gotta get it to live, and I'm never going to stop, not a gangster.
Up like a subway in Harlem don't make you gangster. Wearing bananas and tone bananas don't make you gangster. Being able to recite literature don't make you gangster. Smoking trees any color, fam, don't make you gangster. Dropping out of school to be the man and buying joints of Air Maxes don't make you gangster. Riding around on candy duns, showing off for competition and bragging rights don't make you gangster. Run up a nigga's crib with Guinness don't make you gangster. Getting pussy 7 days a week don't make you gangster. Wanna be Nina Brown? Don't make you gangster. When white beaters and snackbacks don't make you gangster. Walking around with your chuff ass out, don't make you gangster.
I'm a full-time hustler, posted on the block, gotta get it to live. And I'm never gonna stop, not a gangster. Not a gangster. When the right through the hood, you can hear the bass knock on the girl, them love me. Me, I'm a city lock, not a gangster.
Your grill don't make you gangster. Rob a senior citizen,
don't make you gangster. Trying to represent a block movement, throwing up sets, don't make you gangster. Wearing bulletproof vests, don't make you gangster. Recording yourself on camcorder, smoke a bunch of flash gun and stack some money. Having hood rats, say something, don't make you gangster. Stealing weed and money from your family to share with the homies, don't make you gangster. Being on around KC can get in the club VIP just for free, don't make you gangster. What's gangster is staying in school. Though college is for everybody, keeping an open mind for plan B as an option, and walk across the stage, that's gangster.
I'm a full-time hustler, posted on the block, gotta get it to live, and I'm never gonna stop, now that gangster.
Free with a pen, pay child support. If you know somebody can't read or write, don't belittle them, teach what's right. Don't smoke drugs in front of your kids. Take the cussing, yelling, and fighting in the bedroom. Have some respect for yourself. Start running from responsibilities. Suck up in the air and walk outside and take what light gonna bring you. Move out your parents' house, out to somebody else's house. That means you're home, cause ain't nothing like your own. Stick your wheels to God factory only, so the feds can miss you. If you do it in a pen, pick up their kids. Bringing a visit, provide pampers, baby food and clothes. Out of kindness for a pretty hard, that's gangster.
I'm a full-time hustler, posted on the block, gotta get it to live. And I'm never gonna stop, now that gangster. Now that gangster. When the right show the old, you can hit a bitch. Knock on the girl, them love it. Me, I'm missing this lot, now that gangster.
Put that damn bologna sandwich down. That's bro to you, goddamn it. That belongs to me. Put the take your brother to damn moon trying to get the goddamn house now, goddamn it.
Oh my god, dude, that was so hot. I tell you what, my man.
I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate
definitely
it.
Love a copy of that one, man. What do you? What, I mean, do you have more songs, or is this like just
yeah,
a single
yeah,
talk
yeah,
to
that,
you,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah, that was off my first mixtape. Yeah, I got more songs. Yeah, you can go. You know, I got a website. You can, you know what I'm saying? You can go ahead and get that off of. You know what I'm saying? You can download that whole album. You know what I'm saying? But that's just one of the songs that's
hey,
on
honey.
There. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I gotta say, you're one of my new favorite artists, though. You're really one of my new favorite artists. You got a lot of pop stuff going on, and I like that.
Dude, let me ask you a question, my man. Do you have, like, some dancers to, like, dance to that, or, like, what, man?
Not to that particular song. Now, you know what I'm saying? I got some stuff, some dances. I got songs that you can dance to, but not to that particular song, you know, because I was trying to state a message, though, basic, though, you know what I'm saying, to telling them, you know what I'm saying, what y'all talking about is a bunch of garbage, you know what I'm saying? This is what you need to be talking
I'll
about.
I'll tell you what, man. My sister can shake up booty or that damn song for real.
See what I mean? He always talking about his sister, man. Damn, dude.
Yeah, I noticed that, man.
Yeah.
That's not a
yeah,
good
yeah,
look,
it is,
man.
That's what he is.
Wow, man. Hey, what are we looking like as far
you
as your sister, man?
To the
you send me a pic or what?
Say, I couldn't hear you. It's some kind of came in. Say that again, what you was asking me again.
Send me a picture of his sister, dude.
He did?
I'm going to tell you, sir. I told her I'm going to put her ass on the internet. I got some picture of my sister, Buddy Yoga. Really love these guys.
I cannot wait to see what your sister looks like, my man.
I want to get with you tomorrow and talk to you, brother. But first of all, I want to ask you this. I mean, do the people around that way, do you have anything going on yourself? I mean, do you have your own show?
Well,
You know, I like to go out and enjoy a lot of different artists, dude, you know, but, I mean, as far as me having my own show, no, I'm not really doing anything like that, you know what I mean? I'm just, like, really, like, laid back and chilling, you know?
Hey, guys, look, I'm gonna introduce an idea to your brain right now. I want you to come and be a part of my friends and family. I want you to come and be a part of this show right here, the DJ Black Kids and Friends show. And that's what friends are all about, man. It's all about me getting new people.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell you something. I want you to come here and be part of this goddamn show. And my sister.
I was talking. Listen when black people are talking, Willie.
I want to invite you to come to this show.
Dude, it would be an honor, man. I mean, you know, just you tell me when, and I'm your best critic, man. You know what I mean? But the one thing that I'm going to need is a picture of his sister sent to my email immediately.
I'll tell you what, Taser.
Who else are we supposed to get? Is Rakim still out there?
Rakim? I think he might have went off the line.
Oh, okay,
yeah, man,
okay.
Dude, I know Pinky Mac too, man. I know them and all those guys from the West Coast, man. They're definitely down
okay,
with
okay.
all the hippie and my whole movement, man.
Do you know any of those cats, man?
But I'm linked in with a lot of people, man. I can get you the Outlaws, man. They're good friends of mine.
Yeah, they're good friends of mine too. We had Idi Amin on here like about maybe what was that, Willie? About 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago?
Yeah, I think it was before then because I remember staring at it or something like that. We know a lot of the same dudes, bro.
It's funny, man,
yeah.
because I'm sure that we probably ran past before, my brother.
Right. You know what, man? You're probably right. But anyway, man, I'm going to talk to you tomorrow. I'm going to give you a call tomorrow sometime. Hey, where are you at? Are you in California?
Nah, bro, I'm here in the D.C. area.
Oh yeah, you did tell me. You're deep. I got a call with my time zones. What time is it
they,
in
they
Washington?
They are ahead of us.
Okay, I got you.
So I'm gonna lock in.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you, bro, for letting me tune in with you guys, man. You guys rock, man. Keep on doing what you do, man. That's what it's about, bro.
That's what it's about, bro.
Hey,
I appreciate it.
You said it's an honor, man. It's an honor to have you on the show, man. It's an honor to talk to you every week, man. From now on, brother, it's an honor. So the honor is all mine.
I appreciate it, my man. Call me tomorrow. Let's set some things up, man. And I got a lot of different things going on this way, man. And I'm actually, my boy is actually looking, dude. He's looking for some real good talent to put on TVs and all types of stuff, man.
Well, I need to holler at you too then, Earl. You know, we make it happen, you know. Let's do it.
It's all good, bro. It's all family.
Yeah.
We do what we do, man. If we can get artists and everybody to get together and stop the violence and do what's right, bro, it is so solid my way, dude.
Well, guess what, brother?
I'm dealing with nothing but positive artists right now, positive dude. That's what I'm doing right now, man. I'm working with the Nation of Islam. Also, I engineer a show for Sister Gidget on Thursday night. It's a Muslim show, and also I help her out whenever she needs anything. But I just want to say it's an honor to be have you on the show tonight, Harold, and I can't wait to get you on the show next Wednesday. So we're going to have somebody major on the show. I don't know who we're going to have yet, but we're going to have somebody major going to pop up out of nowhere and just salute us, just show us love to the show. But anyway, I'll get with you tomorrow, Harold, and you guys, I'm going to end this show with this commercial real quickly. I got to get another commercial made for you, Harold, get a commercial made for Willie the Redneck. Well, check it out, guys. This commercial is right here. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna get a commercial made for Harold the Redneck. Harold the Redneck, Harold the Hippie, and we really need to get down and do some things, Harold, because I know you're
a baby, dude. That would be Harold the Redneck.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Hey, everybody out there, thanks for calling out the DJ Black Season Show. We appreciate you. We appreciate you, Diamond Blaze. I see you out there still checking us out, man. And we love you, and we also love your fiance, Pat the City Boy. And we're going to get with you guys, let you know a couple more things, try to get you in a couple magazines, try to get some things going for you. She's a beautiful chick, man. She's only 21. We're getting to a new fiance, but we're gonna leave you with we're gonna leave you guys out there with a little something.
Be safe, dudes. Peace out.
You are now listening to the
DJ
Black
Caesar
and Fresh Show with Prince, Willie the Redneck, that Moonshine Drink Triple K member, Miss Big. From Star Mob Radio.
I put my money in the freezer.
Not mine.
I call it cold cash, my coke stash.
Greenleaf, smoking it up producer. Bicycle Tony. Bing, bang, pow. I am T Black from Seventh Letter Press and DJ Black Caesar, aka the Landlord of the South.
Look, I'm finna make these niggas feel me. Fire all these pussy niggas out just shooting, trying to kill me.
Every Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com.
Hey, yo, this is Blue Philly holding it down for DJ Black Caesar. Vanderbilt Media Music Group tells you rent's due. Pay me.
Mm.
You are now listening to V99.5, The Shot Caller Show, with your host and DJ, Blue Philly, broadcasting live from Montreal, Canada to the world, and dropping the illest from the realest hip-hop.
Projects blow up, gang signs, stone up, that's how we grow up, we rhyme just to blow up.
Dancehall.
Y'all DJ,
and R&B underground artists worldwide. Tune in every Wednesday and Friday at 9 p.m. Atlantic time for Montreal's number one online blog radio show, V99.5, The Shot Caller Show, with your instrumentally insane host and DJ, Blue Philly.
Okay, guys, thanks for tuning in tonight. DJ Black Season Friends Show, where we keep it live right here. You guys are wonderful. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. Tune in every Wednesday. Tune in next Wednesday. And you never know who's going to be here. Maybe your mama. Hey, check it out, guys. Check us out every week. Check us out. Also, check out Super Kitchen Show tomorrow. She has a moving show going to be on tomorrow. You guys might enjoy it. They talk about politics. They talk about whatever's going on. They talk about God. Allah. So it's all good.
Oh, yeah. Check it out. And guess what? Tomorrow, Caesar.
What?
Tomorrow. Check this out.
Yes,
let me to cut you off tomorrow. The show is going to be Nation Building Presents The Black Woman Must Be Sterilized. Check it out tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Sister Gidget, Nation Building Presents, boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, what's up, Martha, 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 Gene Johnson? We're going to holler at you guys later. Y'all be cool, all right? Yeah? What's up, Willie?